And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. As we spent time at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas last week, one of the conversations I had centered around agronomic challenges and things to consider as we get into the 2024 growing season with Andrew Penny from DeKalb AgroGrow. Here is that interview.
And Andrew, it's good to catch up with you again. Thanks for the time. How's things going so far? This is always a fun show. It's like the Super Bowl for ag, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, it is. It's fun to get all these innovative and just growers in general around. You know, it's always fun to talk crop production. Love being here. So yeah, happy to be here with you.
Well, let's talk on the agronomy side. I think as we've kind of we worked out of 2023. We planted a record corn crop across the country, had drought issues that we were concerned about, heat issues, but ended up with a really great year for many folks. Thinking about 2024, maybe start, what are some lessons that we learned in 23 that we can maybe carry over to 2024?
Yeah, obviously across the Corn Belt, you know, we've been dealing with environmental conditions that we typically, you know, maybe haven't been used to the last few years or historically. And so, you know, probably the biggest one that a lot of the Corn Belt's dealing with is drought. You know, Kansas maybe has got a little bit more moisture than what they're used to. But, I mean, you look at Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, there's a lot of counties within those states that are pretty in need of water. So I think the more we can have conversations about, you know, different management practices that maybe impact that subsoil moisture, discussing hybrid tolerance to heat and drought are becoming more important factors as we continue to have these dry conditions.
Well, and I think about this too. You look at that drought monitor, I mean, big red bullseye right over parts of Iowa where you're located. So I know that heading into this growing season, you know, between now and when we roll planters and even beyond that, be really nice to get a few rounds of rainfall here to try and add to some of that subsoil moisture as we put a crop in the ground, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The last 3 years, I feel like we just keep banking on that subsoil moisture that, a lot of these states that have that really good topsoil, organic matter, just soil texture in general. You know, we've been pulling from that bank for 3 or 4 years now. So we need some consistent rains where we can get some good water infiltration so we can start, you know, putting some reserve back into the bank. But, you know, with that, I think we still need to be having a discussion, looking at genetics, looking at traits. You know, anytime we have these extremely dry conditions, corn rootworm pressure in feeding can be an issue. Tar spot and just disease, despite the drought, continues to be an issue. And so, you know, the more we can understand how these either dry or, wet conditions potentially can impact, you know, those insects and diseases, you know, the more prepared we'll be for these, what we'll just say, fluctuating environmental conditions that Mother Nature has been giving us.
You mentioned tar spot in there, and I feel like we kind of lucked out in 2023 because it was so dry that tar spot didn't really explode like we thought it would. You know, we found that it thrives under very wet conditions and things like that, but I still have to think that tar spot's a chief concern for corn growers heading into 2024, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been strange, you know, despite a lot of that, we'll just say Corn Belt being dry, there was still, you know, pockets within these states that have had tar spot issues where it incidence and severity were higher than expected. You know, in central Iowa, for example, we didn't really have it too bad till later. And it was almost like there was a bubble. And with the wind currents, I'm guessing it moved it to southwest Iowa. So it kind of skipped over central Iowa early and moved to southwest Iowa. But, you know, I think anytime we start talking a new disease like that, where we're still learning about, you know, the conditions that are conducive for that disease to spread, you know, just know little tidbits and understand, you know, a prime example would be, I always tell growers if they're concerned about whether or not tar spot's going to show up or if conditions are conducive for that disease to spread, go out in the morning and do what I call a shoe test. If you can go out early in the morning and you have wet, walk through your yard, if you have wet feet, those are conditions that were probably conducive for tar spot to spread. You know, it needs a certain a minimum amount of time in terms of hours of leaf wetness for that pathogen to spread. And so if you can go out in your yard and walk through it and get wet feet, conditions are probably conducive for tar spot to spread.
talked a lot of corn. Soybean-wise, things like SCN, white mold, I know those are disease issues that are out there, pest issues that are out there. But just thinking, too, as we head into 2024, you know, a lot of growers may be looking at the markets. They might change up potentially some of their corn-soybean rotations. Maybe instead of corn on corn, maybe they go corn-soybean this year. You know, things like that. I mean, are those things you're hearing from folks as they're kind of thinking about those seed decisions here for this year?
Yeah, it's always one of those things, you know, follow the market, follow what Brazil's doing. You know, there's a lot of carryover bushels in corn. So all that stuff can impact a grower's decision on whether or not they need to switch some things up. For the most part, I feel like where we're sitting now, it's somewhat set, but still always in the back of the grower's mind. Yeah.
Well, Andrew, final thoughts from you. What do you really want folks to kind of think about, remember, and take home as they're thinking about seed decisions and getting ready for this 2024 planting season?
Yeah, I'm a glass is always half full type of guy. I think we always need to plan for the worst, but hope for the best. We always need to plan for the best, but be prepared for the worst. And so I think recently, you know, we're kind of in a situation where our breeding has really caught up to the yield potential that our products have. And so, you know, my dad often brings up the drought of the 80s, and I think it happened in 88, if I remember correctly. And so, you know, if we were to have those products that we had in 88 now, we would not be seeing some of the record yields that we're still seeing under these droughty conditions. And so if we can plan for the best, still plan for high yields, but you know, prepare for the worst. And what I mean by that, you know, be having the discussion, you know, if you're conventional tillage, maybe do some reduced tillage to maintain soil moisture. You know, start looking at heat and drought tolerant hybrids. You know, just do those little things so that you're prepared for the worst, but still plan for that high yield potential. And luckily, our products we're releasing now, we can do that.
I was going to say, DeKalb Asgrow products on the corn soybean side, you guys have a lot of stuff available. We haven't really touched on that yet either. But of course, I'm sure folks want to learn more. Their local agronomist online, their local retailer, a lot of great ways to get in touch and find that right hybrid for their farm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a really good website. You know, you can just search DeKalb Seed. We have a phenomenal website that talks about our products. But I'd say more importantly, you know, your dealers and retailers, you know, they're always a very valuable and insightful group. And so they're going to have a lot of good information on products as well.
Andrew Penny with DeKalb Asgrow. Thanks for joining us here, Commodity Classic. Appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Once again, Andrew Penny there with DeKalb Asgrow, talking with him during Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. We'll be sharing more conversations from Commodity Classic here on future episodes of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.